Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
It is difficult to put into words how big a game this is. Luckily, our next guest is pretty good at doing that. You'll hear him on the broadcast tomorrow on the radio side. Brian Bush is on the line with us right now. Brian, good morning.
Hey, Paul. How you doing? I don't know if I could put it into words either. That's how big this is.
It really is. I mean, it is hard to describe because you've got these two rivals that hate each other. This is, no matter what's at stake, always a big game. But you put into perspective how meaningful this game is, and it just doesn't get any bigger, does it?
Yeah, I mean, without context, this game is one of the most important in college football, both within the two states that are involved and nationally in the other 48 states. And then you throw in 11-0 versus 11-0 when it felt like, once you got to the middle point of the season, that I think everybody in both the state of Michigan and the state of Ohio were kind of keeping one eye on November 26th, mm-hmm. knowing that this could end up being the result. And to both teams' credits, they were able to make this game as big as it possibly can be for the Big Ten East, almost certainly for the Big Ten Championship, because the winner of this game will go to Indianapolis as a heavy, heavy favorite in that game. And if you take care of both those, you're in the college football playoff and you're probably favored to win your first game. So it could be for a national championship spot. So much up for grabs, two tremendous teams that they've been spending a lot of time on the other since January. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole season is about this game. I feel like having watched a lot of the Ohio State games this year and having watched all the Michigan games, and of course I'm biased because I'm a Michigan fan and I live in the state of Michigan, but I feel like Michigan is a slightly, and I emphasize slightly, better team than Ohio State. What's your take?
Well, I'll say this. I think up front, Michigan has the advantage both with their offensive line versus Ohio State's defensive line, and then reverse with that defensive front against Ohio State's offensive line. And I think the front end of that was expected because this offensive line last year was the best in college football. It could win that Joe Moore Award again this year. The defensive line was the area that I think a lot of people were concerned about coming into the season for Michigan, losing Aiden Hutchinson, David Ojabo, not in the front four, but Josh Ross at linebacker did so much for that team. Yet they've been able to fill the holes to be just as good, if not better, as a collective unit, as opposed to that kind of star-based approach a season ago. Now, where Ohio State has the advantage, I mean, they've got the best receivers in the country. It is incredible what they've done, and they haven't had Jackson Smith and Jigba, who was the Rose Bowl MVP last year. He's a brilliant player, could be a top 10 pick in the NFL draft whenever he chooses to go, but yet they continue. C.J. Stroud, a quarterback, has proven more than J.J. McCarthy. I think J.J. has that potential. But it's a matter of, you know, who can kind of dictate the terms. If this is a grounded pound kind of a game where in the trenches matters most, then Michigan is favored. If it is a run and gun offensive showcase, then I think Ohio State has the advantage.
The winner will probably, as you said, well, not probably, will stay in the top four. The one that comes up on the short end, though, where do you think that they end up, you know, when the rankings are released next week?
Yeah, five or six, I would guess. Certainly the loser is not out of the playoff conversation because of all the good work both teams did before this game. And because, let's face it, it's been pretty chaotic outside of four teams. TCU right. continues to win. Yeah. They're in if they win out. Georgia, I think they're probably in unless they lose the next two. So I think they're probably pretty solidified. And, of course, the winner of this game tomorrow is in. But who would that fourth spot be? USC has two really tough games down the stretch. LSU is a factor, but they have two losses, and they'd have to beat Georgia to be able to even be in the conversation. The loser of this game is not out, but you know, I think everyone in the state of Michigan would love to see Ohio State have to sweat that out and Michigan comfortably get in. But it goes to show you just how good these two teams are that, you know, just like in 2006, we thought going into that game that the loser might still have a chance. Certainly in this case, the loser does as well, especially if it's a close game like I think we all expect it'll be.
This has been such an exceptional season for college football, hasn't it? It's just been so much fun.
Oh, I mean, it's great. And you know, I love the parody. I love the dynamic of you have a couple of the dominant teams like the Georgia, the Michigan, the Ohio State, and then you have this TCU run that's been so magical that they're undefeated. USC has pulled some games out of their rear ends because they've been down in late game situations and come through. So it's been a blast, and obviously, I mean, this game tomorrow in Columbus is the most important chapter to this point in what's going to happen. I mean, it has impacts throughout the country, which makes it pretty darn special.
Very special indeed. All eyes are going to be glued. All ears are going to be listening, and we'll be hearing you tomorrow and keeping our fingers crossed for a Michigan win. Let's hope that happens.
Yeah, no doubt. It'll be a lot of fun. No matter what happens, I think we'll all remember this game for a long, long time. And there aren't many games like that. So I hope fans, I'm trying to tell myself, don't get too stressed out about it. Just try to enjoy it because this doesn't happen every year.
Well, you raise a good point. I mean, just as a fan that's just an observer, I'm stressed out already. You're going to be, you're going to be broadcasting from this game. I mean, how do you not get all stressed out about it?
You try to appreciate, take it in. There's always that moment, some point, pregame where you just look around and go, wow, like, how is this happening? Yeah. And I hope every fan does that tomorrow, because I get it. It's nerve-wracking. It's stressful because there's so much on the line. I mean, the team that loses this game, I mean, it really does. It was Ryan Hayes from the Michigan offensive line who said this week, if we lose this game, the season doesn't matter much. And you think about how good it's been. It was, it's an 11-0 season, but if you don't do the job at the end, it doesn't matter. And that's why this rivalry is so special, because it is such an important game to both programs that they really do prepare for the other 364 days in the year.
Yeah, let's make it 12-0. Brian, really appreciate your time this morning. Go Blue.
That's right. Go Blue. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you, man.
All right. Bye-bye.